and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Instagram went down and the world freaked out, man.
What?
I'm telling you. It happened, and people then go to other social medias to see if it's just their Instagram.
Right.
Like
they think it's their own phone.
Right. Or maybe Instagram just blocked them, and they couldn't refresh their own feed. It's a big deal when stuff like that
were
goes down.
Were you one of the ones that was panicking?
That's not what I'm talking about.
You were.
I did wonder.
See, I didn't even know about it.
Of course you didn't, because you were so busy.
I mean, I never get on my phone because I live in the moment.
Right. Of course you did. You realize that we can track when you're on your phone, right? Through Instagram.
Yeah, I disabled that.
No, you did not.
Oh, like, because you can swipe over, like, where the messages are. Like, if you send someone a message, they're like, oh, active 10 minutes ago. I busted one of my kids one time because of that.
Instagram says you were active 6 hours ago.
Yeah, I was up.
At midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't go to sleep last night.
Were you trying to get your Instagram time in since it was down for a minute?
Probably, yeah.
Because I was trying to post a photo, and lo and behold, it said something like, unable to refresh the feed. And I'm like, what?
You thought you had personally done something wrong, and someone had reported you, and there was something wrong.
I don't do stuff like that online. What do you think I do?
No, you still thought that something
well, then
was
I thought,
wrong.
Was it the Wi-Fi at the house?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I turn my Wi-Fi off, I'll be able to post. But then I went to social media, and again, people were just like all freaked out about it. So it's okay, I believe. Let me see if I can refresh right now. It does appear to be okay right now. Our picture that we posted is an instant classic of David and his competitor in the sing-off, Red Wolf Mark. So I'm pointing at Mark like I always in every photo. Like
right.
I just point.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark was pointing, but kind of like he didn't really care to be pointing.
Right. He was like, maybe I should point because the guy next to me is pointing.
Right, and David matches the wall.
Yes.
If you haven't seen this picture, David literally matches the red on the wall, but he's got like a salmon shirt on with it.
Yeah, he did have, it was salmon. He said it was orange, I think.
Because red and orange is a great logo color. That's what you should wear around red and orange.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
I mean, I meant to wear red and orange. Right? Anyway, that photo's up on my Instagram, Brandon on KFIN. Kelly has hers up as well.
Kelly on KFIN.
Also, Kelly, in case you missed it, her new thing is interacting with show content hours after the show is over.
Because I don't have time to post it until we're done.
So one of the things we talked about was your first car.
You'll see hours later. Well, here's the thing. My mom, I asked her at 7:30, hey, what was the car I learned to drive in? And she sends me the message at 11:30.
Well.
And that's why I had to wait.
It just seemed a little bit too late.
But it was a funny picture.
It was a great picture, but just a little bit delayed. Anyway,
I learned how to drive a boat.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, her car. My car was embarrassing because it was a hatchback. It looked like Herbie.
Mine looked like a hearse.
Right? So we were on different ends of the spectrum there.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So coming up, we have a reason you may never want to sit down on the toilet again. Like you might retire from toilet sitting. You might not waste time in the bathroom anymore after this one.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm telling you, you're never going to want to sit down again after I tell you this.
What?
So if you go to the bathroom and you have to sit down, which at some point most people do.
Yeah, occasionally.
Right?
I mean,
and especially if you're female. There's a lady in England who sat down and I guess she didn't check before she sat down.
What?
And she realized that something had bit her on the bottom. She looks down. It's a python.
That
has come through the pipes of the house, through the toilet, and nipped her on the bottom.
That's just great.
So she didn't know what to do. She said she jumps up. She looks down there. She's like, what am I going to do? So she got pots and pans, and she put them over the opening of the toilet so the snake couldn't get out. And then she called people to come and remove the snake because the snake, once it came out there, didn't want to go back down through that pipe. The snake wanted out of the toilet, out of the commode.
Can I tell you something that plays really bad mental tricks on me at
what?
My house?
What?
It's an older house. We have two black toilets. So even if you look into the toilet, you really have to really look to see if there's anything in there. Now I'm going to.
I'm telling you, I think about this every once in a while. I'm like, What if? Because every once in a while you'll see a story where something like this happens. And the woman, let me give you the quote that she gave to the news over there in England. She says, quote, "When you've got your knickers and long pants around your ankles, it's hard to go anywhere." So the snake has bitten her. She jumps up and you can't run when your pants are around your ankles.
Oh my goodness.
It is wild though, man. I'm telling you. I'm going to look. And I think if you're going to be there for a minute, you might want to check again.
Yeah, several times.
Just in case.
Oh my goodness.
You don't want to be the one that this story is about. Mm-mm. It freaks me out.
It does.
I'm not ever going to sit again.
Good luck with life.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Almost 1 in 10 Americans are going to make a bet on this weekend's Super Bowl. They're talking about $6 billion worth of money that's going to be bet before the game.
Have you placed your bet yet, Brandon?
I'm too afraid. Tell me who's playing, Kelly. Team number one?
The New England Patriots.
And team number two, Kelly?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, the St. Louis Rams. Oh, wait. No, that's the team they beat. I don't even know because I don't care. I just don't know. Everyone's yelling at me in their car, and
you
I'm sorry.
You have part of that last team right.
At least I got that right.
Well, what part do you think's right?
Oh, Los Angeles. you should have just given me that. That really messed with my head when you told me I was wrong. I was like, really?
The Super Bowl's coming up on Sunday. It's football's biggest game of the year.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, if you're thinking about maybe going out for a walk or a run this morning, it's a little bit cold. So the current temperature is 22, feels like 15.
So your run may pick up and be a little faster.
There's a church kind of by my house. I have to pass it every morning. And it's a lot. There's a lot of people who go there and they park there and they leave for their run from that church. Mm-hmm. And it was sold out today.
Wow.
Like I'm telling you, cars everywhere. I'm like, who's out running when it's this cold? It feels like it's 15 right now.
Dedication.
Dude.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got Your Gossip
on Margot Robbie. So if you're a fan of the villains, Margot officially showed off her character Harley Quinn in a new look in a movie that's getting tons of talk right now. It's called Birds of Prey. That's the DC Extended Universe. And this movie is a follow-up to Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Now, she's very, very popular. But she posted a picture of herself as her character Harley Quinn and captioned it, "Miss Me?" So she's in true Harley attire, the pink tube top, red suspenders, a jacket with colored streamers. But the movie Birds of Prey is scheduled for release in 2020. So you can check out Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So I didn't realize this, but John Legend is headed to The Voice. He's going to be there with Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, and Kelly Clarkson. So I don't know what's happened with me and John Legend over the last year or so, but I've become more of a fan.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a fun personality. So this teaser essentially has these three musicians walking in, the coaches on The Voice, who are very good and very talented, but they're a little bit intimidated that they're going to be working with John Legend. Here's what it sounds like.
What are you guys worried about?
I mean, John Legend's an Emmy winner, a Grammy, Oscar, Tony, it's a lot.
I'm not worried.
Oh. Oh my God, I love these.
They're standing on that piano.
What?
It's Adam Levine, right?
Come on.
Now get ready, because John Legend comes in.
You guys sound pretty cool.
Thanks.
You mind if I jump in?
Yeah, come on, man.
Go for
it. Let's try it.
So at this point, he's dancing on the piano, and they're all looking at him like, wait a minute, he can do that on the standing piano thing? Anyway, it's a pretty cute little teaser. It's also up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got your gossip on Ariana Grande. She has a huge hit out right now.
Stop watching. My neck is fuzzy. Make big deposits. My gloss is popping. You like
yeah, it's pretty good, right?
The song is called Seven Rings, and it's now number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Seven Rings is her second number one, following Thank You Next. And Seven Rings is this week's most streamed and top-selling song.
And that album comes out, like, sometime next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a pretty good time to be Ariana Grande, even after that breakup with Pete Davidson, right? And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
49-year-old Victor from Parrish, Florida, was with his wife over the weekend, and she was upset over something that happened between she and a family member, okay? So she wanted Victor to comfort her. Like, you know, tell her everything's going to be okay.
Right.
But instead of doing that, he went to Taco Bell and got some lunch instead. Well, when he got back, he tried to give his wife a burrito. Now, I don't know about you, but in my book, that makes everything okay.
Dude, I'd eat that burrito right now.
Right, but instead of that, he held it in front of her and made fun of her for being upset. Because kind of like waving the burrito in her face.
Right.
So she grabbed it and she threw it on the floor. Well, then Victor picked up the burrito and shoved it in her face.
Oh, no.
According to the police report, he, quote, caused some to go up into her nose.
Oh my gosh. He was mad. So
he was arrested for misdemeanor battery.
Right.
Speaking of food, what did Sushi A say to Sushi B?
I have no idea, Kelly.
Wasabi.
Did you just make a sushi joke after a Mexican food store? That sounds like a buffet in Arkansas.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We've posted some behind-the-scenes footage of Instagram going down and how it affects a radio station. Because, man, it sure does.
People were freaking out.
Including Kelly.
Yeah.
Michael Steele freaked out.
You.
And even our hidden cameras caught me freaking out.
Yeah, it caught everything.
It's up on my Instagram story if you would like to see what it's like to work here. And why you never want to do this.
Exactly.
Brandon on KFIN on Instagram. You guys have anything at your house where it's like, if you buy it, it's one of those foods that are just meant to make you feel good, make you happy.
Yes.
But they don't last in your house?
Automatically, one thing popped into my head when you said that, and it was Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies, but the big ones.
That makes me almost feel sick.
You don't like those?
I liked them when I was a kid. That sounds awful now.
They love them, and so do I.
So I noticed there's a couple things I've noticed over the course of the last week. We did the keto diet for about 6 days, and then we went full on carbs after that.
Now we're on the all carb diet.
So Kai had some Oreos, and I realized that there were just a few left. And every time I would walk past them, I would have to eat two because I couldn't eat just one. I had to eat two.
Of course.
And then I realized that I ate his science project. Leslie told me she kept eight. They were doing the moon phases.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She asked me where they were, and I pointed to my stomach. They're right here.
And how did she feel about that?
Well, she was like, you ate eight of them? Mm. That was his science project, moon phases? And I'm like... Well, there was no label like science project, because if it said science project, I probably wouldn't eat them. But
so they weren't labeled.
They were labeled Oreos. And I ate them. And then, so we were leaving somewhere the other night. And I was like, maybe we should get something for dessert, but we didn't know where to stop. And Kai didn't want to go in. So I'm like, what if I just run in and get a cookie cake? So I bought a little cookie cake. It was about $7, but it was a smaller one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that happens when I get in the car is they both complain, Leslie and Kai both complain, that the cake isn't big enough.
Or that it doesn't have enough icing.
And this one, I didn't have them put anything in the middle because it was kind of late, so there was no icing in the center. But we get home, and there's one slice, two slice, three slice, gone.
Wow.
That same night.
Y'all really wanted cookie cake.
Yeah. To the point, then the next day I go to the grocery store trying to buy our healthy food, and it was, you know, one
of
those deals.
Did you get another
one? Mm-hmm. And I got a big one.
You learned the first time.
Right, I did. I learned. And you know what happens when you have a big one?
What?
You eat the big one.
Oh, man.
In one day.
Wow!
We devoured two cookie cakes in a matter of 2 days. And I've been told at this point, I'm never allowed to bring them home again.
It's the cookie cake diet.
I mean, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
If you could trade like a ketogenic diet for the cookie cake diet.
Sign me up.
I'm in all the way.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Videos from behind the scenes of the radio station up right now on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. You can see us all individually, how we react when Instagram goes down, because that was a big deal. Instagram went down.
Huge.
And people lost their stuff about it. So it's up right now, Brandon, on KFIN on the story. All right, Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Ah,
happy birthday. It. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, January 29th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Nancy Miller of Jonesboro, Katie Rogers of Jonesboro Celebrates. We have Megan McMillan of Jonesboro Celebrating, Cindy Brown from Jonesboro, Chris Mitchell of Jonesboro Celebrates today, Tracy Milligan from Manila, Frank Kirkley of Jonesboro Celebrates, Abby Rotison of Jonesboro has a birthday, Jacob Hubble of Marmaduke is 15, Mitchell Lassiter of Leechville celebrates a birthday, Declan Howard from Kennett is 5 years old today. And how about the twins? Brandon and Bart Smith of Jonesboro are celebrating their birthday today. And a lot of people know both of those guys. So
happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Brandon and Bart. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
One of my favorites, Justin Hartley. He's 42. That's Kevin on This Is Us. Adam Lambert is 37. He was on American Idol.
Ooh, let's do some Adam Lambert. There might have been a time when I would give myself away. This is Derek King's, Derek King's interest theme. Upon a time, I didn't give a damn. Should we try it again? Derek King's entrance theme. How about that? So what do you want from me? What do you want from me? Just don't give up. Adam Lambert. 37 years old today.
Sarah Gilbert is 44. Of course, that's Darlene on Roseanne. Heather Graham is 49. She was in the Austin Powers movies. Oprah Winfrey is 65 today.
Right.
You excited about that one?
I used to watch Oprah every day.
I did too.
So.
Yep. Tom Selleck is 74. Of course, the former Magnum PI.
And he was also on Friends. If you remember.
Richard.
He was Richard. That was Monica's on and off again boyfriend.
And dentist when she was a young child.
And also Tom Selleck is who my grandmother would call Mangum P.I.
Oh.
I just love watching Mangum P.I.
Oh.
So there you go.
And then Eric Paisley is 36 today.
He's nice. I want to be your Friday night, sweet, bright summertime sunshine, barefoot in the moonlight. I want to be your jackpot, hot spot, wide open road in a candy apple rack top. I want to set you free. I want to take you high. I want to be your Friday night. Happy birthday to Eric Paisley. A couple of funny Eric Paisley stories. He's the guy that David made sign a beer can, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, and he's really tall.
You signed my beer can?
And we were embarrassed.
And then I was on stage with him at the Brad Paisley Show. We have a selfie together.
Yeah, and we also got our picture made with Cam that night. That was a big night.
It was a big night. My wife's favorite concert. Nope, she was mad at me all night long. I'll never forget it. Okay, let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Declan Howard, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so if you're a fan of Tim McGraw, he just landed a pretty sweet gig. He's going to be playing at the Super Bowl. He's going to be a part of the pregame festivities on CBS. He's going to be singing his new single, Thought About You, which I think is a great song. Mm-hmm. We actually played this as soon as we heard it. Check out this, the next single from Tim McGraw. I thought about songs that make us feel better. I thought about faith that ties it all together. I thought about now, I thought about forever. I thought about fire and how we walk through it. The times I got it right, the times I blew it. I thought about real, I thought about good, and I thought about truth, and I thought about you. Tim McGraw is headed to the Super Bowl.
All right, imagine being at an Eric Church concert. You're on the front row, you're singing along, your hands are up in the air, and all of a sudden, Eric grabs your hand and starts singing to you.
Right.
Well, it happened for this little 9-year-old girl. She and her dad were at an Eric Church concert, and they're on the front row, all right? And so she's singing, and Eric bends down. He's singing to her. He's holding her hand, giving her all kinds of love. She's looking back at her dad, freaking out. She's only 9, but it's the cutest thing. Her dad tweeted out the video, and it's going viral today. So make sure you check it out. You can see it on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
She's loving us. Awesome video right there.
Yeah.
Also, there's cool videos up today on Luke Bryan. He did that big concert where he goes, the Crash My Play or whatever. Mm-hmm. He goes down to Mexico, takes people with him. So he did a number of different takes on famous songs, like country's biggest songs. One of the deals he did was with Lauren Elena. They sang the song Meant to Be. And then he and Dustin Lynch were on stage together, and they sang Tequila by Dan and Shay. It looks pretty cool, though, because, I mean, it looks like they're just having a good time. They're on the beach in beach attire, drinks in their hands, and thousands of people singing along with it. That's also up today on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so heads up, it's a little bit cold. So just know that as you walk outside, it's going to be freezing pretty much.
It's really cold. It's like 21 right now.
Feels like 13.
Mm-hmm.
But we did see in some areas like North Dakota, Minnesota, they're going to see wind chill factors around negative 60.
So you're saying it could be colder.
It could be colder there. So be thankful that you're here. Because there's like 220 million Americans who are going to be below freezing over the next coming days. So here we go. Enjoy that. Also, a heads up, there is a story that kind of freaked me out this morning about FaceTime. So if you have an iPhone, more than likely you've tried FaceTime at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever spoken to you on FaceTime. Normally it's family, right?
I don't see you doing FaceTime with anyone, actually. Because you wouldn't be able to... have everything controlled.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably right. Especially if I can't control
the lighting.
At least
you can admit it.
So anyway, back to FaceTime. There is a little bit of a bug going on FaceTime right now where when some phones call other phones, you can actually either hear what's going on or see what's going on before someone picks up.
That's weird.
So there's been people who have been testing this, and there's a way, like, if I'm calling you on FaceTime, and you're like, I don't know if I want to answer it, and I hit the down button on some iPhones, all of a sudden I have access to seeing what you're doing.
And you're going to hear or see me saying, oh, no, I don't want to talk to Brandon.
Exactly. So Apple has actually acknowledged the fact that this is happening, and they're going to try to find a fix this week. But imagine, let's say you're FaceTiming somebody and the person that you're FaceTiming has just stepped out of the shower. And you hit the button and there they are.
Oh my goodness.
Or what if they're in the middle of an argument? Or like you said, like, oh, not now. I don't know how many times you're going to call me today.
That's bad.
So now it makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I see somebody trying to FaceTime me, I'm throwing my phone. This sucker is out of my hands quick.
Just don't say anything.
Or I'm going to cover it up real fast.
Yeah.
Because what if you said something?
It'd be bad.
And if Apple knows that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tested this myself, but...
Do you want me to FaceTime you?
I don't know if we know exactly what to do. Do you want to try it and just see?
I guess.
And then... Or do you, let me call you.
Okay.
Because, yeah, let's just do it that way, because I don't want you seeing me.
So should I do what would happen if you actually called?
Well, just let it ring for a second, and then I'm going to hit the down button and see if I can see you.
Okay.
Or hear what's happening in the room.
I'm ready. I'm holding my phone up.
All right, so I'm doing FaceTime. I'm calling her. Ooh, that's a real close shot of me. All right.
Okay, so I see myself. Now what?
Well, it's not working on mine. But they are saying a lot of times it's with the new, like the iPhone 10, where that's working. So just a heads up, if you're FaceTiming. This could be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So just know
that
when you're looking at that phone, if somebody has the right iPhone and they don't have the right software downloaded, bam, you could be right there on their phone. That's a public service announcement from us here on KFine this morning.
You're welcome.
Just a heads up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it seems like on a regular basis, I have to go to the store. And normally, let me give you how this goes. My wife was like, oh, could you maybe? And I'm like, I'll go. You don't have to do it. I'll do it for you. And then I realize that I don't have my wallet. So then I have to go all the way home.
That's terrible.
To get my wallet and then all the way back to the store and then all the way back home.
At least you didn't go through the line.
I've done it.
I have too. And then you have to put your card over by the side and be like, oh, I got to go get payment.
Yeah.
And it's, you feel like a big tool. It's horrible.
So that's a pretty embarrassing moment, right? But as a man, there is nothing more embarrassing than having to go to that section.
And underwear?
No, not that section.
Medical. Health.
Okay, health is probably a better way to say
scientific.
It.
Scientific.
Explain, Kelly. In scientific terms, go ahead and explain, please.
Well, it's 8:03. I would say it's
you
a fact of life, Brandon.
So I go to the facts of life section. Where sometimes you take the good and you take the bad and then you take them both and then you've had the facts of life.
Right.
I walk over there and I realize there's somebody there. And I'm like, you know what? It's bad enough I have to go and carry the stuff around. Number two, when somebody's there, not good.
Time out. So
don't ask me.
No, hang on. On those particular boxes and things that you need to get for a certain someone, there's a million different kinds.
Yes.
Millions.
Right.
There's 100 million options.
Right. 100 million.
Okay. So did she give you the correct option or did you get there and you already knew the option so you knew what to go for?
I didn't know what to do.
Oh, wow. So you had to stand there for a second.
Oh, yeah.
That's if you know what you're going for, you can like grab it and put it in the cart and for no one sees it.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's like that grocery games deal where you're running through the store and just knocking stuff into your cart. I'm just knocking stuff in and just happen to get the right stuff.
Right.
So I realized when somebody's there, I'm like, I can't go there. Because number one, that's uncomfortable for me. And then number two, it's probably uncomfortable for them.
Because your head would have been on fire, the color red. Well, they would have known.
What is Brandon Baxter doing over there in that section? He's weird. Because I'm not going to make eye contact.
Right.
So I realize somebody's there. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. I do some other shopping and I come back and I think that area is clear and it's free and I can go over there to it and I can have time to study and figure out what I have to do.
Study.
So I decide I'm pushing the cart and automatically I'm embarrassed that I'm going over there. And I know for you guys, it's normal, but for a dude, it's not. So I pass all there's a section there that has other stuff and you're like, oh, there's the prophylactics and this stuff. And I feel weird about that because I'm weird. I'm just a weird person.
Right, right.
And I'm passing that and I turn the corner and I'm there and there's all the different stuff that you can pick up. Right. And I realize the person's still there. Or they've come back. I don't know.
Was it another man?
It was not a man. It was a woman. I could not tell you if she was 20. I couldn't tell you if she was 40, if she was 90, because I never looked at her. I tried not to. I put blinders on like this, and I'm looking at the stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to get. And I'm sitting there thinking, she's thinking, why is he here when I'm here?
I thought you were stalking her.
There should be another section when guys have to do that where girls aren't allowed.
Wait, so it would be like the men's women's section.
Right.
For men that need to get their women some things, and it's only for men.
Right.
So you can kind of joke about the whole situation while you're there.
100% yes.
Okay.
Do you not understand what I'm saying?
No, I get it because I'm a girl and it's not my favorite thing to go do is shop for things like that. It's not our favorite thing to do.
Right.
Yeah.
But is it worse if I show up while you're doing that?
Yes. Especially you.
Let's say you didn't know me, but maybe you've seen me do something or at an event.
I would have died. If it's somebody I kind of know, it makes it way worse.
But what if it's let's say this person knew me from the radio or from wrestling or from hosting or whatever.
They're so talking about you today.
But do you think they were weird? Because I would be weird. I was weird.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
They weren't like, oh my gosh.
No, I think they probably know it's pretty normal.
Well, I just want to say if that was you and I looked weird, I wasn't trying to be weird, but that's weird.
It's just you.
The situation's weird.
Yeah.
And I'm not going back to that section anymore.
That's not true.
I will make my wife get up. I don't care what's happening. She will have to get up and do
right,
that herself.
Right, mm-hmm.
Right.
No, not right.
It's awkward.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a wild story on a woman who cleans houses in New York. And she had gone to a place where there was an elevator. And actually, an investor from Arkansas lives in this spot. He was out of town. She's going in to clean it for him, right?
Yeah.
So she's in the elevator, and the elevator gets stuck. The problem was, is I guess communication, there wasn't a communication device in the elevator. You know how you see, like, in movies, there's that phone you can call.
Right.
Hey, I'm trapped in the elevator. Well, nobody was in that building except for the woman who was trapped in the elevator. And also, she didn't have her phone. Kelly, this woman was in the elevator for 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
3 days in the elevator.
So do you go crazy? Do you go to sleep? Like, what do you do?
I would think I was going to die.
Yeah. And like after an hour.
For like, have you ever been stuck in one before? Because I have.
With other people?
Yes. We did this field trip in like, I don't know if it was middle school or whatever, but they took us to an art museum in Dallas. And you know how like there's the weight limit thing on the elevator? Not to exceed X amount of pounds. So, of course, kids, and we just all keep piling in there. And I don't know exactly why it got stuck, but I just remember it getting stuck.
Because there's always that kid that jumps. That's probably why it got stuck.
There's too much weight in there anyway. I've been scared of elevators ever since.
Really?
Because of that, I've actually been stuck in one.
So you'd rather take 75 flights of stairs?
Well, see, in that kind of a situation, no. Like we left WWE and we parked in one of those parking garages in Memphis, right? You're already making the face. But it was only 3 levels up and everybody else in my party was like, we'll just wait. I'm like, no, we won't. We're walking the stairs.
Yep.
Because I'd rather do that and take the chances of getting tired than to get stuck in the elevator in Memphis.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay, so let's say you're in the elevator. Do you like to be able to see out or not be able to see out?
If I was going to get stuck, definitely see out.
So you can flag people down?
Yeah.
I think when I was in, God, it must have been New Orleans, they had one of those where you could see out and everybody's looking
at you. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel much more comfortable in those. If I'm just in this enclosed box.
Very claustrophobic.
It freaks me out. I don't know, man.
I'd love to interview her.
Why? Yeah, what she did and how you try to occupy your time. Because you can't even get your phone and go to Instagram because you don't have it. Gosh. You're just sitting there with your own thoughts. I'll tell you the scariest elevator I've ever been on. And it wasn't like the elevator was like dangerous or anything. But I went into the one at Bass Pro Shops, the Pyramid, to go to the top. Have you been in that one?
Yes.
There's something about the idea that it's like just freestanding. And like you're looking out at the rafters of the building. And I'm like, if something were to happen, like, what do you do?
We have a good view.
There's no other level. It's not like I'm only going to fall one level.
Yeah, you're falling all the way down.
Like, if I pried the door open and decided to hop on out.
You're done.
It freaked me out. And then I'm up there in that little restaurant area, and I'm thinking, holy crap, I have to go back
all
down.
All the way down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there another way? Can I scale down the side of the building?
Sure, that'd probably be more safe.
I'm just telling you, man, elevators freak me out. And now I hear a story like that, and there's even more reason to be freaked out. Because it might not happen very often, but what if it did? That's a story that happened right there in New York.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Margot Robbie. So if you're a fan of villains, Margot officially showed off her character Harley Quinn's new look in a movie that's getting tons of talk. It's called Birds of Prey, and it's basically a follow-up to Suicide Squad. Right. But she posted a picture of herself as her popular character Harley Quinn and captioned it, "Miss Me?" So she's in Harley attire, pink tube top, red suspenders, a jacket with these colored streamers. But the movie Birds of Prey is scheduled to come out in 2020. So you can check out Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Did you hear they're going to redo Wolf of Wall Street?
Really?
I know you had said if she wasn't available, you would be interested in
that's
doing the sequel, right?
Yeah, that's not true.
Is that a true story?
No.
I made that up?
You did.
Oh.
Thanks.
How about that? Gotcha Gossip on The Voice. The new season of The Voice is going to have a new coach. So, of course, we still will have Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson. But who will be the newest coach? It's going to be John Legend. And there's a really cute teaser of them all together. So, basically, it starts off where Blake and Adam and Kelly walk in, and they're thinking about being maybe a little bit intimidated about having to work with John Legend. Here's how it starts.
What are you guys worried about?
I mean, John Legend's an Emmy winner, a Grammy, Oscar, Tony. It's a lot.
I'm not worried.
Anyway, it goes on to this whole bit where they're walking on one of those pianos where you can walk on it and mm-hmm. it plays the piano. And then in comes John Legend, who, of course, can do all these twists mm-hmm. and turns and play the piano better than anybody else. It's actually a really cute teaser video. And it's also up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. She has a major hit out right now.
Stop watching. My neck is fuzzy. Make big deposits. My gloss is popping. You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got
there it. Is.
So the song is called Seven Rings, and it's now number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And Seven Rings is her second number one following Thank You Next. And the song is this week's most streamed and top-selling song. Yep. So congrats to Ariana Grande.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Did you ever come in and like interview at the radio station before you knew me?
No.
So you never had to go through that experience?
No.
Do you think that experience makes people antsy a little bit?
The interview process?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're about to have some guests come in, and both of them that we've known for a long time, one mm-hmm. of them I've known for most of her life, yeah. I guess. Mm-hmm. But we're thinking about playing a game with our guests, five questions. But I can tell you, just knowing me, mm-hmm. if I were to walk into a radio studio and the host were to say, hey, we're going to play a game with you, five questions, it would stress me out immediately.
You'd be stressed out, and I would get completely excited.
So do you think when our guests walk in here, we should say anything to them about the contest or just throw it on them?
Oh, I say just throw it on them.
You think so?
I think so.
Don't even tell them.
No.
So we have members of Alpha Gam coming in. We have Corey Keller, who's Miss Arkansas State mm-hmm. University, and Ellie Stafford coming into the studio. I've known Ellie since, I mean, literally, yeah. she mm-hmm. was just a kid, a little kid. So they're going to be here. We'll play five questions, and you're saying don't tell them.
Yes, I think just very, very spontaneous.
So we'll do that with them coming up here in just a few minutes. If you're an Alpha Gam, if you know them through school, and I know a lot of people do, tell your friends. The girls are coming up, Corey Keller and Ellie Stafford on the radio here on K-Fine in just a few.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We mentioned we had some guests coming into the studio, and we were going to surprise them momentarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not a bad surprise.
I think both our jaws just hit the floor.
Corey Keller's face just went, oh my gosh, don't tell me this is a surprise coming. Miss Arkansas State University, welcome.
Hi, or Alpha Gam's Director of Public Relations
today. So double life.
It can be that too, right?
Yes.
Ellie Stafford joins us in the studio this morning as well. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
I was telling people a few minutes ago that I've kind of known you since you were just a little
yes.
kid.
So.
I remember you being a cheerleader in junior high.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Grown a lot.
So is it weird that so many people will tell you stories like that?
Yes.
You know, oh my gosh, we've seen you grow up in front of our
yes.
very own eyes.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but you all wanted to come in today because there's an event going on with Alpha Gam that that means a lot to both of you. And Ellie, actually, this is something that you're kind of spearheading mm-hmm. as part of the philanthropy. So tell us what's going on.
So as Vice President of Philanthropy, I'm in charge of all of our philanthropy-related events this year and planning all of those. So this event this weekend is our fourth annual Alpha Grab Address. And basically what that is we turn our chapter room into a big old boutique where you can buy different dresses as well as sell your dresses. And so how that works is on Friday night, this Friday from 4 to 8, you can bring however many dresses you want. And they can be dresses of any kind. They can be homecoming, prom, pageant,
right.
All the way down to, you know, if you have an old charity ball dress. An old Easter dress, date night. So anything from casual to, you
right.
know, pretty hefty in the pricing. But
right.
So you can bring it. You can pay $5 each to enter it into the boutique for you to sell. And then you can set it at your own price. So I told them before, you know, if you bought a dress for $500 and you still want to sell it for a pretty good price, you can. And there are other people that do that too. So don't
That's
feel
awesome.
Like you have to mark it down a whole lot. But if it does sell, you make 100% of that profit. So basically you're paying
awesome.
$5 to sell, you know, whatever dresses that you have in your closet right now.
And I would imagine, even like thinking back to my wife, she has her old prom dress. Yeah. We have charity ball dresses.
Wow. Yeah.
She actually wore that to charity ball a couple of years ago. She was so proud because it still
impressive.
Fit.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that's awesome. I'm thinking about my prom dresses and how small they'll be in a few years.
So with this money that's being raised, how is this going? Because obviously it's going to go back to help people. Corey, how does that work?
Yes, so we have the Alpha Gamma Delta Foundation, and the foundation is it supports our national philanthropy of fighting hunger as well as our the foundation, which goes back to grants and scholarships and education for women, not only in Alpha Gam, but in the community as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So if people want to find out more about the event and maybe they want to figure out, you know, the times and all that, is there information online that's easy to go find?
Yes. So we have all the information on our Facebook page, which is just Arkansas State Alpha Gamma Delta. And then our Instagram is A State Alpha Gam. We've posted a picture on there from our interview on KIT yesterday.
I saw it.
And that includes the link to our Facebook page as well. So either one of those, there's all the information. But on Saturday, the boutique will actually be open from 10 to 6.
Sweet.
So that's when you can come shop. There will be different vendors there. There will be a huge raffle with different restaurants and places in town like Sumo, Nukes, Chicken Salad Chick, Shadrack's, Nutrition Hub, different places like that. So if you don't find a dress that you love, there's other things you can do there as well. There'll be burgers and hot dogs from 11 to 1. But all the details about that, the times, the prices, all of that is on our Facebook and Instagram page.
What do you two think you have learned being a part of a sorority? Because sorority life kind of, I've seen like with David, the Barrel Boy coming in and going through a fraternity. It completely changed like the trajectory of his life.
Yeah.
What about for you all? How has it changed y'all?
So for me, this year is philanthropy. First of all, I've learned that, you know, since there's 140 something odd girls in there, use them to the best of your ability.
Right.
You know, it's hard to plan an event this big by yourself. And so it's kind of hard for me sometimes because I'm one of those people, I don't know where I'm going to be at what time.
Right.
And I've told a lot of people that lately. And so just to kind of use those girls because they are really willing to help. Last night we were moving racks into the chapter room after our chapter meeting because that was the last event for this week before Alpha Grab Address. And they were like four girls that stayed up until like midnight helping me do that. So yeah, just how, you know, much, you know, you might not be super close with every single one of them, but they're willing to help you in any way. So that's definitely what I've learned in the past 2 months.
But really that bond is going to be there that you'll see, you know, for years down when you come back to Arkansas State for different events.
Yeah, and that's really cool to see too. At our chapter meetings now, we're having a few of our advisors come every single week, and Ella McCauley and Kirby Smith came last night, and you know, they asked what, you know, they got Alpha Gam years ago, and they were just telling funny stories and talk, and they're literally still best friends. Those two and Jessica Baker, they're the best of friends. They're advisors together now, and they grew up in Alpha Gam together. So it's just kind of cool to see that and, you know, see if you do put a lot in what you get out of it. So it's really interesting.
We mentioned a surprise.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of nervous.
No, you don't have to be nervous. We're going to play five questions.
Oh, I love this game.
Oh, gosh.
But who wants to go first? Because the other one has to go out to the hall.
I think, did we play this at Miss Arkansas?
I think we did.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
But we're going to put you on the spot here.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
All
right, so Ellie, you're going to have to go to the hall.
I'm nervous.
We did rapid questions the first time.
It's going to be kind of similar.
Me too.
Okay. All right, Corey, let's take this mic right here.
I'm nervous.
All right, here we go.
Oh, these are awesome questions. I came up with them.
Five questions from Kelly for Corey Keller. Kelly, the floor is yours.
Most embarrassing song in your playlist?
Oh, most embarrassing?
Yes.
Probably like... what's that song? She thinks my tractor's sexy. That's probably one of them.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
First celebrity crush? Probably Zac Efron from High School
what
Musical.
What about now? Still
you
Zac
know,
Efron?
You know, it's Hugh Jackman.
Me too.
Because The Greatest Showman had just come out.
Yes,
and
both of
Hugh
them.
Jackman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's something that most people don't know about you?
My real name is Corinne.
Oh, right. Just like that girl off The Bachelor.
Yes, that made spelled the same.
Wasn't she the troublemaker?
Yes, she was a little wild, but that's not me.
All right, what is the last show you binged?
The last show I binged?
Yeah, that you just watched, couldn't get enough of.
Oh, gosh. I'm still a Grey's Anatomy fan.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Still a Grey's Anatomy fan.
And what is your favorite cheat meal?
Favorite cheat meal?
Mm-hmm.
Chili's, chips, and queso.
Oh, my gosh.
Yum.
Yes, the skillet queso is so good.
Some people dog on it, but it is so good.
Who would do that?
Yeah, it's so
crazy
good.
People.
Yeah.
Crazy people.
And then their salsa, because it's kind of, the saltiness.
It's like pureed, and it's just perfect. Mm. It's
I can
amazing.
Eat that right
yeah.
now.
Hey, that's it. You passed. All right. You passed.
I did it.
Let's grab Ellie, and we'll see what Ellie's going to do here. Five questions with Ellie Stafford coming up. All right. I guess Corey can stay because it doesn't matter if she knows the questions now.
All right.
All right, here we go. Five questions with Ellie Stafford.
Most embarrassing song in your playlist.
Oh, goodness. You know, okay, I don't think it's embarrassing. There's this old song I used to listen to when I was a kid called Dream Big, and I think it's really cute and sentimental, and I played it to Nick, and he's like, oh my gosh, this is the cheesiest song I've ever heard in my entire life. This is so weird.
All right, so nostalgic song.
What was yours?
Tractor Sexy.
Oh, I have Baby by Justin Bieber, and sometimes I'll forget that my music's playing, and I was listening, and I was like, why am I listening to this song? Because the rap came on, and I was like, oh, yeah, I know this.
In front of people, too.
Yeah.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Well, I Justin Bieber, for sure. I had a long crush on him.
What about now?
I can't think of his name. So I just finished watching Gossip Girl for like the third time, and I love Dan on Gossip Girl. I think he's so cute.
What's something that most people don't know about you?
Okay, this is so weird, but I'm going to say it. So I'm really, really weird. I've had an obsession with orange juice since I was a little kid. I actually just watched a video of myself from when I was like 2, and all my parents were drinking like the sparkling grape juice on New Year's, mm-hmm. and I was literally drinking orange juice. And so now, ever since I was like probably 6 or 7, everybody, you know, eats Oreos and milk. I eat Mm-mm. Oreos
don't.
And orange juice.
Oh, don't even say
I don't
that.
I don't dip them or anything like that, okay. but like I can eat it. I can eat it together.
That's mm-hmm. awful.
Yeah. All right, last
I told you I'm weird. That's
What was the last show you binged?
I guess Gossip Girl. Okay. That one, and then I've watched Grey's before, but mm-hmm. I'm making Nick start it now, so
gotcha.
I guess Grey's now.
And forcing him to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your favorite cheat meal?
Sumo. Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Sushi? Do you eat sushi?
So I just started eating sushi. I went to a place called Oceans in Little Rock, and I had I think it was called the OMG roll, and I loved it. But I'm very like iffy about what's in it, and so I just don't think about it. I just eat it because it's good.
Yeah.
But yeah, filet double rice, that's my go-to.
Hey, we appreciate both of you all coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
And good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
9:03.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we posted some videos earlier today. We have surveillance cameras. Hint, hint.
Yes.
Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Instagram went down. People freaked out. There was all these messages on social media. What's happening? Instagram's not working.
Yeah.
So essentially, we showed you what happens at a radio station when your Instagram goes down.
Yes. It's rare footage.
Right. It's secret hidden footage.
Very rare.
It's up on my Instagram story today, Brandon, on KFIN.
It's up on my Instagram as well, but it's just a post on Kelly. Kelly on KFIN.
Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. KFIN. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday, and prior to the Super Bowl, they do the pregame. Of course, it's going to start probably, I don't know, about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because they're going to get all they can on the Super Bowl. But we know that one of the big country stars is actually a part of the pregame festivities with the performance, and that country superstar is Tim McGraw. And Tim is going to be there doing his new song, Thought About You, which is a really good song. So Tim McGraw is headed to the Super Bowl.
You're at an Eric Church concert. You're on the front row. You're singing along. Eric Church grabs your hand and starts singing to you. Wow. Well, it happened to this little sweet 9-year-old girl. She and her dad were at an Eric Church concert. They're on the front row, and Eric sings to her, holds her hand, gives her all kinds of love. Her dad has tweeted out the video, and it's going viral. Make sure you see it. It'll make your day. It's on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
It is sweet. Yeah. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on your radio this morning. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. We're going to be live later on today at K13 and Cartridge Express on Caraway Road, right there in the old Kmart Shopping Center. Hey, today, free lunch, free ice cream, 30% off, plus the chance to win a laptop, too, while we're there.
Sounds good.
So, no sense in buying lunch today when you can come and eat for free.
Yeah.
K13 and Cartridge Express, live with K-Fine. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
I am excited about this. Super Bowl Greatest Commercials 2019. Oh, wow. That should be good. Back-to-back episodes of Ellen Game of Games. And then tonight's schedule also includes new episodes of The Flash, Roswell, New Mexico.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.